Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Are you ready? Coming from the great state of Texas, it's Atomic Dog Tuesdays and Grudge Madness.
How you doing, Grudge World? Welcome to another great Tuesday at the Grudge Inc. Atomic Dog Show. Hope everybody's doing fine out there. Trying to get ready for another great 2014 Grudge season. Races are going to start kicking off all over the world, and the Grudge game should be exciting. A lot of races, a lot of folks doing a lot of talking about what they're going to do, how they're going to bring action. Should be exciting to see. Got some upcoming events coming on. If somebody's on here and want to come talk about their upcoming events, welcome to do so. That's what this show is about. It's about trying to make action, trying to talk about the upcoming events. As y'all know, got one coming up June. We got one coming up right here, March, first one around here. March 22nd, Denton, giving away two Grudge Inc. belts, $3,000 a win, back half, $3,000 a win on 29, and a Grudge Inc. belt. Anybody like money, like them belts, go down there and take your stab at it and see what you can do. Some other races coming up around the country. Let folks come on and do what they got to do to talk about their races and what's happening. As you know, following that June 22nd, the All Roads Lead to Texas is going to be coming up April 12th, Houston Motorsports Park. And as we all know, the big of the biggest is going to be going down, Grudge Inc. World Grudge Nationals, July the 4th and 5th. San Antonio, Texas. So make your plans. Support the events, man. It's going to be a lot of action going on. A lot of guys talking about doing things. I know coming up soon we got a big race going on. I know Boom on Will McGrew, Jake's brother, got a race going on down there. Invasion of Louisiana and Grudge Inc. put on a race down there. No Problem Raceway. So, guys, support the races. How to make the event. Anybody welcome to come on and talk about this show. You know, before we get that, share and like, see, we got Ernie on here and give our tech tip. We're going to talk about some things tonight. So you got Ernie?
Hey, Tracy, what's going on?
What's going on, Ernie? How you doing? You've been missing in action. But you've been having
that let me
weather.
Tell you something. We've had some nasty weather here. We were out of power for over 7 days. Trees, it looked like a tornado went here and so many trees snapped. It was a record ice, and the damage is just unbelievable.
You got it taken care of?
Yeah, we're pretty much straightened out. We got the shops back together. All the damage is either been fixed or we're working on it, but everything's back to normal inside the shop. We're starting to catch up with the back orders, and everything's going good.
Well, that's good. What you got for us tonight?
Well, I've got something that, you know, the racers for years, since about 96, 97, it's been called a lot of things, staging, staggering, banking. And what we're talking about is on your nitrous system, if you've got a direct port system, is where we separate the left and the right side of the motor and put, say, let's for example, will use a 400 horsepower system in your direct port system. Well, by turning on the left bank and then about 3/10 later turning on the right bank, you're able to leave with 200 horsepower, and once the car gets hooked up, turn on the other side, which is going to give you a total of 400 horsepower. And to make this banking work, it's a really simple wiring situation. The only thing you'd want to do is take the ground wires off of the right-hand bank, off the nitrous and the gas, run them inside the car, and hook them up to a timer that's activated by the first stage, either timer or button or however you're activating your first stage. Set your timer at about 3/10. When it activates, the left half will come on. 4/10, 3/10 later, the right half will come on. You'll have 400 horsepower going to the ground. The motor doesn't see the impact of all that torque. The rear tires, especially on the 10.5-inch tires, the 28s, 29s, gives you the ability to drop the horsepower instantly and then get into it as soon as that tire hooks up. And like I said, it's just as simple as adding a timer in between the left and the right sides. And on some of these motors where we're running 4 or 5 stages, we've actually got timers on every stage can bank those systems. So when you see the videos of these cars that are really running hard, watch the header flames. You'll see them coming out the left side, then you see them coming out the right side, then back to the left side, back to the right side. That's all done with a timer that is banking each nitrous system and making it, instead of one system, make it in two by just simply putting a timer in there. Simple to do. If you got any questions on how that's done, you know, give me a call at the shop. I can walk you right through it. We can provide you with the timers, and you'll be surprised at with these small tire cars, especially, is how much ET you can pick up just by adding that one little piece. So, you know, keep that in mind when you're looking at what you're going to do for this year. Also, using, we had one of the Texas racers call me today and asking about what I thought about putting a plate with a direct port system on a single carburetor intake. Man, that works great. That's one of the simplest. Always make sure that you understand that your plate is going to make more torque than your direct port. So you set up your car so it can either leave hard or accelerate. That's what you need to look at. You with me, Tracy?
I got you. That's good information.
Okay.
Ernie, a lot of people, you know, that's teaching some people something they probably don't know. You see a lot of guys come out there a lot of time, you know, with a nitrous on their car, and they're blowing the tires away, and they wonder how some of them other cars get down the track. So for a lot of them that don't know, that's exactly what they're doing is they're banking them systems in. So, you know, you kind of, that was some good information to put out there for the people.
Yeah, it's so simple to do, and it's not, it hasn't been a hidden thing. It's been done on the Pro Mods, like I say, from probably 96, 97. It's just so common that nobody even thinks about it anymore. And some of the new timers out, Randy at Leash Electronics has probably got some of the best timers made. They're just the great in quality and the way they work. They're so precise. It's wonderful. And he's a racer that builds electronics for race cars, so he understands the problems and the quality that we require to make the cars run right. So, you know, they understand it. So, like I said, if you got any questions on your equipment or you got anything on ideas, if you got any questions you want to ask me tonight, you know, just bump in and we'll do it. If you didn't listen to last night's Ask Ernie Tech Show, we had Little Mo on there last night. Hey, he was talking about coming back out there to Texas for that big race and cleaning house. So, you know, warning zone. He's coming to get you. Y'all get your guards up. But we had a good show last night. It went for about an hour and a half, and some great information that came out of it. So, you know, if you got anything, you know, let me know. Give me a call. It's Ernie CompuCar Nitrous Oxide Systems at 1-800-648-7687. That's 1-800-NITROUS. Easiest phone number to remember that you can think of. And, Tracy, I got one other thing that, you know, this is a kind of a talk show, but I'll throw it out there. I've got a Gene Fulton 706 that everything in it's brand new that I'm looking to sell. It's my motor, and I'm going a different way. So if anybody needs a motor, I got a good one. Just give me a call. That's what I got for you, Tracy. You got any questions for me?
Okay. If anybody got any question for Ernie right now, you stick your hand up. If you got a question about something Ernie said, but you ain't sure, but you got a question about, push the one button at this time and give you a chance to speak to Ernie and see if he can answer your question. So if anybody got any question based on what Ernie said about the nitrous and banking the system in, push the one button right now and we'll see if Ernie can answer your question. So, Sharon, so if you got a hand up right now for Ernie, we want to make sure you can get an answer. I think we might have seen one. What you got? Hold on right here, Ernie. I think this might have been for you. It just popped up.
Okay.
832-4718. Hey, the shaker, your hand just went up. Your hand go up for Ernie. You got a question for Ernie about that? Hey, the shaker, I saw your hand go up. You got a question for Ernie?
Yes, sir, I do.
What
you got, sir? How y'all doing, fellas? This is me. This is Hey, the shaker.
Sir.
All right. Hey, Mr. Ernie, I got a question. Something similar. I got an issue with my car surging going down through the trap. For some reason, we leave the line, and the nitrous comes on and goes right back off, and it's just off and on throughout the eighth. And I'm just trying to figure out what's going on. I have a gentleman that's been tackling it, and I don't think he's coming up with some good suggestions, and I want to see if you had anything in mind off the top of your head, sir.
Okay. Are you running any type of computer or grid system? Did you get any readings?
Yes, sir, we are.
Is it showing that the system is going on and off or that your power is surging?
It's more or less the nitrous is going on and off.
Okay.
The nitrous itself is on and off. It'll come on, it'll go off. It'll come on, it'll go off throughout the race.
All right. What type of relays are you using to control your nitrous system?
It's the little small ones with the three to five prong, if I'm not mistaken, but it's only three relays throughout the entire car.
Okay. Then I'll tell you, first thing I'm going to do is take those little black relays off,
mm-hmm.
put yourself either a continuous duty or get you a Ford, late model Ford type starter solenoid.
Absolutely.
Put it in place.
Yes,
those are rated for 500 amps, and they work great. You don't have a problem with tire shake or anything else. Those little black relays are probably great for running a radiator fan or something really simple. But change that thing out and throw that little relay as far as you can.
Gotcha.
What will happen, those little relays are only rated for 30 to 40 amps.
Mm-hmm.
On a direct port system where you're running a 2 nitrous and 2 gas solenoids, you're talking about pulling an amperage load of approximately 60 to 70 amps. That is twice what that relay is designed for, and it'll cause that relay to get a carbon spark on it, and the clapper that pulls down and closes the contacts gets hot, and it'll actually start bowing out, and you get a vibration in that thing because the metal in it starts getting hot, and it changes tensile of the metal. So change that relay out. I would also, if you haven't changed the wide open throttle switch, that'd be the next thing. And trace your wiring back. Any place you've got a connection, doesn't matter where it is, give it a good solid tug. Now, I'm talking about giving it a tug. Now, if you're worried about you're going to pull that wire out of that connector, it's a bad connection. If a connection is done right, you will never be able to pull the wire out of it. So a loose wire, especially one that's just in there enough that it's hanging, will chatter. And I've seen it on so many grid systems, it almost looks like a seismic graph where it's on and off, and you get just a tremendous surging problem down. But I would almost bet you that your relays are your problem.
Sir, that's pretty much it. You're right. That's the second time I've heard that, and I appreciate you so much. Absolutely. That is the first thing I will be doing. Thank you so much.
Great. Now, you can go to any auto parts store, and those Ford starter relays, probably $10, $7 to $10, very inexpensive. Now, the continuous duty relays, they're rated for 750 amps, and you can turn those things and come back tomorrow, and they'll still be great. You know, we use a lot of those for controlling fuel pumps, something that you have a continuous load on. The Ford starter solenoids, the life cycle on those, or the duty cycle on those, is about 60 seconds. So they're great for nitrous, but you can't put them on a fuel pump that you're going to turn on and leave it on. The coil will burn out of them.
Gotcha. Man, I thank you so much, Doc. I appreciate it because I've lost so much sleep behind this. It's unreal. So you just did me a big favor. Thank you so much, sir.
Yes, sir. Anytime I can help you, you know, if that doesn't work, give me a call at the shop, and I'll walk you through some other things. But if it's a problem that has just come up and it was working before, that tells you that you've got to look at something that's changed. And those little relays, you know, we abuse the hell out of those things. But sooner or later, you just got to put the big boy relays in.
Gotcha. Say no more, sir. I appreciate it.
All right.
All
okay.
Right.
Glad I can help you.
All right, then. Okay, Ernie, I don't see another hand up, so I guess I'm going to give you a call behind the scene or tune into your tech tips on Monday over on the Willie Dog Show. So we appreciate you coming on, giving that health information to people out here that's sitting back listening. It's always good to help the race out.
Tracy, I appreciate y'all letting me come on, and you know, I apologize for missing you last week, but you know, we're going to make it up. And like I said, guys, just give me a call, 1-800-NITROUS, 1-800-648-7687. I'll help you with any equipment that you've got. Doesn't matter who made it. And if you need equipment, always remember our solenoids have a lifetime warranty. Tracy, y'all have a good evening, and give me a call if I can help you.
Okay, appreciate that, Ernie. All right. Okay, we're going to go to the line and see if anybody that got a hand up that want to speak about the upcoming races that they got, or someone to put the word out there. Cheryl, what we got?
Batman, your mic is open.
What up, Batman? I'm off mute. Batman.
I can hear you, man. What's happening, man?
I hear you. What's happening?
Not much. I had a question for Ernie, man. I guess y'all didn't see my hand, but I ain't tripping, man. I'm gonna tell you why
I didn't know yet, Ernie, because your hand was up before I asked that, so I thought it was up for upcoming event.
I was interested. Somebody's interested in that motor that just texted me, so that's the reason why I get in contact with him.
Just give him a call on.
Yeah, it's a big deal. But anyway, man, I got an upcoming event coming up, man. First event down there in Houston. Actually, the second event down there in Houston. You know, Roy James did the first one, man. But this one right here is very special for Houston, for the H-Town people, man, and actually for the Dallas team and all the surrounding cities, man. March 15th, man, down there at Houston, Texas, man, is going to be the baddest brother showdown around here in the area, man. Trust me, we got a lot of good locked-in races. Like I said, man, we got Nightmare. See Nightmare coming down that valley hard. We got a lot of guys. Brad Copfield locked in with Pretty Tony. The Undertaker was locked in with Pretty Tony. Man, I got a locked in racing in myself, man. There's a couple of guys, man, it's coming down. We're going to make it happen, man. We're going to bring the pain to Houston, Texas, man. Hopefully we can snatch some of their hearts out down there. But, hey, man, if y'all trying to get into an event, upcoming event coming on, like I said, March 15th, man. We're going to make it happen down at H-Town and HMP. Y'all be there, man.
All right. Okay, Sheriff, we got another hand up. Somebody else?
No, you don't have any more hands up.
Okay. All right. Well, that's it for the upcoming event that's going on, coming up pretty soon. You know, guys, you know, we got a big weekend coming up. Guys going out, I think Big Clark got a race out there coming up. Pre-Mardi Gras race going down this weekend, and he's not on here, and I'm not sure what Meridian, Mississippi, or somewhere in there, so Clark ain't on here to announce it. So I'm not exactly sure about where that track is off, but what that's usually the following week. So he's got the pre-Mardi Gras thing going on, so he ain't on here. So we're going to move on. So we're gonna open the lines up, man. We're going to kind of talk. We got a big thing. Got a thing coming up we're going to try to do once a month called the Grudge Hot Seat, man. Fellas got together and were talking about something, saying, you know, hey, want to make a Grudge Hot Seat, want to lead up into World Grudge Nationals coming on down middle of summertime and 4th of July weekend. It's going to be the Celebrity Grudge Hot Seat. People, got to understand the hot seat is what it is. You got to be able to take it. A lot of times people give out information. Hey, dude, if you get called and put on the hot seat, man, just try to sit there and try to take it and give you an answer back, and don't let it be personal. Just let it be about trying to make action or trying to work some thing out. So that being said, man, you know, we gonna let DJ Madhouse, one of the people, to kind of come up with this idea. Hold on.
Before you go into that, you've got one more upcoming event. He just put his hand up.
Okay, let me finish talking about this since I was so far off into it, so we'll get it. But yeah, just let everybody know he's gonna talk about the celebrity deal. We're gonna be picking races from around the country. We're gonna be picking it ain't no big eyes a little use when it comes to grudge racing. Everybody is an important part in any racer, any given time. Once a month, here on the Grudge Inc. Atomic Dog Show, we're going to have a Grudge Hot Seat, and we're going to have a big celebrity deal when we bring the folks from all across the country and try to have a big deal down there. So tonight, man, it's going to be some people that might get called in for some questions. It's all about grudge. It's all about action. It's all about what you think about the grudge game, man. Like grudge racing is about making action and smack talk. And just make it do what it do, have some fun with it, make some action with it, and have a good topic tonight. Anybody can be called, so if you got somebody to call to the hot seat, feel free. I wouldn't either. Ain't nobody bored. It's bar none. Nobody bored. It's all action. But, hey, with that said, before we get off in that show, you say you have somebody have their hands up, want to speak about it, who we got?
Yeah, boom. Your mic is open.
Thank you, Ms. Sheriff, for opening my mic. Hey, Tommy Dahl, how you doing today, bro?
What's that? Who is this? I didn't get the name. Who is this?
It's Boom. This Boom.
Oh, Boom. What's up, Boom?
Oh, man, I'm chilling, man. I just wanted to come on a few minutes. I tried to get on your show. Ms. Sheriff had to call me. I appreciate everything. I'm just enjoying another Tuesday night of your show, Atomic Dog, man. I want to give all y'all Texas guys a personal invitation to come down and enjoy yourself March the 15th, the second annual of the Invasion of Louisiana. This is the first Grudge Inc. race of the 2014 year. So y'all come out and have fun with us. Expecting 7 degrees. And just a little bit about the race and what kind of hosting shows we're gonna do. We're giving away $3,000 in the 28-29 shootout. It's all off. Anything sitting on 28, anything sitting on 29, down on somebody else, y'all can go. And it's gonna be a $3,000 giveaway. Right now it's a 12-car minimum. But if I get Pep Boys to step up like they said they were going to do and giving them $3,000, I'm going to give, if it ain't but two cars, I'm getting it away. So, but as of right now, it stands at 12 cars. Like I said, if Pep Boys come through like they was supposed to come through, we're going to do, you know, however many cars it is. Then also, we're going to be grudge racing all day. There's an option, we do have available the 6070 class. We are, if you kids have junior dragsters, they're welcome. Hello? Oh, but anyway, just to name a few things that's going on and people that's coming, coming down. I'm trying to find my little list here. No, I really got it. I got a, I know Jekyll and Hyde out of Texas is looking for action. They coming in and represent for Texas. I do have a couple of people that might be listening in on your show that I wanna give them some information. I do know these nuts is looking for Ragtop. I don't have personal Ragtop number, so if he's on the show, he can press the one button because these nuts want to lock in with him. Them guys out of Indiana, SOV, want to lock in with GT Boosted out of Texas. And, man, to name a few other people coming down, I do know Tony Boss Buzz is coming down. Biz is coming down. White Trash is coming down. All these guys are going to be looking for action. And I can tell y'all, if anybody in Texas is looking to lock in with Tony Boss Buzz, man, please call me personally. Because I'm tired of this man calling me, talking about he want to get some lock-ins. He wants some lock-ins and he wants some lock-ins. Like nobody won't race him. But anyway, Big D out of Indiana is coming down. We got G-Spot out of Kentucky. It's going to be a slew of people, man. And like I said, I don't have a confirmation on the Oklahoma guys yet. I've been having people reaching out to them. So some people are telling me they probably be on contract. I mean, I don't know. But we're reaching out to these people, and we're trying to make it just as big as it was last year. If you didn't make it there last year, I think I've done a couple of videos out about it. We had 400 cars with 4,000 spectators. It was a great turnout, man, and we're looking to do something bigger and better. And if any more information, I'm not going to try to show up. Any more information, y'all can give it to Ms. Sharon. She can tell y'all into me. All y'all guys are welcome. Man, anybody come from Texas, man, y'all just get with me. And like I said, I'm reaching out the first 10 Texas calls. All y'all do is just get there.
All right, Bo. Appreciate it, man. Another Grudge Inc. production going down. No problem. Raceway. Ought to be a good show, man. Ought to be a good show.
And tell me, dog, I like your photography work, man. You get, you know what I'm saying? Hey, the more you shoot, the better you're getting. Also, I want to mention, too, that Mr. John Force himself will be in the building with the photography business. So Mr. John Force, that does photography, will be there. Not John Force. We don't want to misconstrue that. Mr. John Force with Drag Illustrated. So he will be in the building. And it's a lot more that I'm not telling y'all because I don't have my list in front of me. I do have lock-ins. I could, off the top of my head, y'all know Don Mack and Oz is doing a rematch at my race. So that is locked in. Mo Jesus is locked in with Bobby Steele. King Black is locked in. I mean, it's a lot of other lock-ins. I know it's about five or six lock-ins that I don't have in front of me. And a lot of more people that's looking for action, like Black Hole, quite a few of the racing team, Dinky, looking for action. Mailman, them, Big Nook, all them guys looking for some action. And I do know Jekyll and Hyde is wishing to lock up with someone. So if anybody out there want some of Jekyll and Hyde, they trying to lock in for my race. They need to lock some, you know, lock somebody in. But Jekyll and Hyde trying to get out of town, I think, though, at the moment. So, but we got some nice-sized people coming from out of state, man, and there's a lot more to come. The closer we get to the show, the hectic is going to be coming out.
All right, man. I know you're going to make it happen out there, Boom. You always do, man. Keep doing what you do.
All right. I'm going on mute. Okay.
All right, man. All right. Well, we're going to talk about this hot seat, man. You know, leading up to once a month doing this hot seat, man, leading up to the big one coming in the middle of the summer.
for all the celebrities in grudge racing. I feel like everybody that grudge race is a celebrity, whether he's a big eye or a little you, just because he might not be known all over the world where he's from. He might be a celebrity in his own area, so you never know. Ain't no big eyes and little yous. We all part of this grudge game. It take all of us to make this happen, including fans. You might be a fan. I know some fans that follow grudge racing all over. Those guys are big parts. You might be a fan. You might get put on the hot seat just because you're a fan and you do a lot of whooping, you know. So, hey, you never know. You might be bringing action just because you whoop real good. With that said, man, we gonna go to the line and this fella here, I got one fella that people want to put on the hot seat that was on before, and some folks want to ask him some questions. And it's like this. Remember, it ain't personal. We don't want to go on no personal stuff. We just want to see what this racer, how he going to respond by being on the hot seat. Remember this. When you're on the hot seat, you got to be able to take it. In this grudge game, a lot of times, you know, people can dish it out, but some people can't take it. But man, it's about fun. It's about creating a little controversy, trying to make a little action, trying to see who going to do what, when, where, whatever. With that being said, man, we're going to go to the first person that's going to be on the grudge hot seat right now. I believe we got King Arthur. King Arthur, we got some folks that probably want to push the one button and ask you anything they want to ask you that's relevant to the grudge game, and we know that you're going to handle your own. So with that said, man, if anybody out there have anything, King Arthur is definitely the first one on the hot seat in the show tonight. So I'm going to let it go, Sharon, and you can get the hands as they go up and they get to ask King what they want for him being on the hot seat. Who we got?
Hey, King's mic is open, and DJ Madhouse, your mic is open.
Hey, King, how you doing tonight, man? What's going on, boy? What's going on, world?
Man, I'm doing good. Before we get into what I want to ask you, man, I want to reiterate what Tom McDonald was saying about the grudge celebrity roast. Now, we've been talking about it for a while, and it's been like almost 2 years in the making, and now it's about to happen. Well, what we're trying to do is bring an all-star celebrity grudge roast to San Antonio. Now, like Tom McDonald was saying, there's no little man, there's no big man. Everybody's involved, everybody's welcome. This is not just a Grudge Inc. involvement. This is a world involvement. So if you like grudge racing, if you'd like to be a part of something like that, please come out and check it out. We're going to give you more details within the next 2 or 3 weeks for sure, where location, time, and everything. So if you guys could just bear with us on that. We're working on it. Another thing, there's going to be several things that's going on inside this celebrity grudge roast. We're going to give away plaques. We're going to give away plaques to the people who actually participate. We're going to have an approximately 20 to 40 people on stage ready to stand at the podium, because there is an original hot. That's where it was. That's where the grudge hot seat came from the celebrity grudge roast. Now, we're trying to build to that so it can be better by the time July comes, and then 2015, whether it's going to be hosted in Atlanta or Florida, wherever it's going to go, we're all going to be there. But with that said, like I said, we're going to give you more information about that. And just to segue into what we were talking about, why you're here on this show, here's the question that I've been getting a lot of. Now, a lot of people said the last time you was on the show and you was trying to make your point about different things going on in the game, people having a problem in the game, promoters and this and that, you wasn't very clear. A lot of people said they didn't understand you. I think there was an individual who was on the show, can't remember who his name was, so I don't want to name drop. But he was making some very valid points, but I also had a bunch of people calling me saying, man, I didn't understand a damn thing King Arthur was saying. Well, King, I know you speak a different language than most people. I always talk crap when I want to say I speak the King's English. Sometimes when I say that, I'm just trying to be funny with folks because, you know, at the end of the day, we all speak the same English. But if you can elaborate on what your real initial point was, that would bring everybody at least to some kind of understanding of what your point was.
Well, my point was unity, you know, the backstabbing. Everybody know who it is. Everybody know that they're not trying to do the right thing, and they just out there doing the hate thing was the most, the biggest topic that I had going.
Okay. Now, you said unity. Okay, now, what happens if you, say you go into one of the metaphors like you normally do. You'll say, I take a shoe, and when I throw it down the block, you make your point. You know, when you make metaphors, it has to be extremely clear to the public. You're going to have some people who actually understand where you're coming from. Like grudge talk. Grudge talk to me is a whole different language, okay, because there's some things in the grudge game that I just learned. You know, like the clear, the list. All this stuff is brand new to me, and I'm not afraid to tell nobody out there. I'm not afraid to say this. I'm new in this game, and I want to learn, and I'm willing to do whatever I have to do to learn, as long as I'm not stepping on nobody's toes and staying in my lane. But at the end of the day, Mr. King, if we can call you that, you have to be extremely clear to people, even if you're just joking around. You know what I'm saying? You got to be very clear to people. And, King, you held back a lot. You really did. I don't know what made you hold back the way you held back. But when you give it to them, you sock it to them, you give it to them. I got a whole bunch of videos to say that.
Yeah, that's a big 10-4. That, you know, this is what I wasn't trying to do. Well, you know, when you get serious, you know, they say, you know, my daddy owned the bullshitting farm. I was the bullshitter until he came along. But what I was talking about last week was that there's a lot of hating going on, and it's about to get, you know, it's about to get ugly. You know, like you say, you shouldn't let the old raggedy cause a problem. You know, if you ain't having fun, then, you know, stay home, you know. So, it was brought to my attention that, you know, King will be in this for a minute, and then he'll be out for a minute. And reason why I see things, you know, believe it or not, you know, like you say, we can throw this in the pot too. I didn't get to be 63 years old by being a damn fool, put it like this. So I know things and I see things. You know, if you go back to the, everybody talk about the grandmothers, the grandpas and all this good old stuff. Well, my grandmother brought to the table that, you know, she used to tell me, if you're going to go somewhere and you got to take your gun, you shouldn't go. And all this is, I'm seeing and hearing a lot of stuff that's causing problems in the race game, and this is what it's supposed to be called, the race game, the grudge race. Well, like you say, it's a lot of people taking it very personal. And this kind of stop before it get out of hand. And then I'm hearing it, I'm seeing it, and that's what's
Let me ask you this question, King, because everything that we do in this world should have a definition. If you had to sum it up in a few words, what would be your truest definition of a real grudge racer? I'm talking about somebody who's got a car, somebody who can take the talk, somebody who can talk the talk, walk the walk. What does it take to be a real grudge racer? Because let's not be mistaken by this, okay? Just because you guys bring those $100,000 cars out there and all them big cars out there doesn't mean you all are not serious at what you're doing. You are very serious at what you're doing. If you spend more than $150 just in fuel or in transportation to get to a race, you got to be serious. So the question is, again, in your definition, what would you consider a true grudge race? I'm talking about from beginning to the end, right now. If you could take me back from the beginning to right now, what would you consider a real grudge racer?
Well, a real grudge racer is a racer that, you know, try to stay in his lane. Every once in a while, get out your lane. Every once in a while, say what you mean what you say. But on the same token, like when you a real grudge racer, once you lock in with somebody, you do the race regardless if you got tricked or whatever, and you gonna run that race and make it right. But
A grudge racer that don't do that is not a true grudge racer.
So you saying that integrity, so you said, not to cut you off, King, because I want you to go back to that. So you saying that in the grudge game, integrity is one of the most important things in grudge, or is that just something you was throwing out?
Yeah, no, it is. It's big in that. And the thing about it is be a man. Be a man about whatever you do. You know what I'm saying? It's grudge game should be about the truth. You know, it's about the racing is what grudge race should be. If you notice, the last thing you say on the grudge is racing. If you ain't racing, you really ain't grudging, really. You see what I'm saying?
So how much does trickery play a part in the grudge game, and is it welcome?
Well, it's welcome, but this is what causes the problem. Once you get tricked, I feel like the trickery should be outlawed with the grudge. A lot of people is going to disagree with that because that's how they win and trick you. But then that causes problems with the trick thing, you know. And if it's going to be real, we ought to be real about it. Take all the bullshit out of it and make it real.
Well, wouldn't you agree that there'd have to be some kind of trickery when you bet? A bet is a gamble. That's exactly what it is. Whether you stacking dice, whether you got loaded dice, whether you got cards, the three-card molly, the top ball game, it's all about trickery and it's all about betting. So how, if you can sum it up, you know, without making it sound like it's not a legal thing to do, because once you place your bet, it becomes legal. So, again, how much of trickery is a part of it? Should it be a part of it? And, if you don't have trickery in betting and gambling, then you're not gambling. I don't know. Maybe I'm stuck.
Once King answers that, anybody else got a hot question that you want to ask King, so push the one button. If you got anything that you feel like King is on the hot seat, if you got anything, push the one button. So King, go on and answer that. If somebody else got a question, push the one button. The DJ Madhouse, he just got trying to get his points in, what he wants to know, and let King answer that. But anybody else, take a shot. Go ahead, King.
Hey, yeah, well, in that case, you know, like I say, you know, the trickery thing, back in Texas, man, back in the game in early 80s, we used to have a thing to say, run what you bring. The first thing, everybody was talking about run what you bring. I put a stop with that run what you bring shit. That's when I bought my first funny car. I bought a funny car out there and told everybody, before I got the car, I told everybody, I got a funny car, and they say, a funny car? I say, yeah, what kind of car is that? I say, every time you look at it, you start laughing, it's a funny car. But then when I showed up, it was a real funny car, and that stopped that shit talking about run with your brain. And that trickery, see, I've been tricking people for the last 40 years, but the trickery was what brought all the problem.
Do you realize when you use that one word, run what you bring, that you and I have already stipulated what it is. Now, you can be tricked if you want to. I mean, you can only be tricked if you decide that you want to bet with somebody. Let's say, for instance, I had an all-stock streetcar with just some very little bolt-ons, and you had a turbo with a 98-millimeter turbo with all this other stuff with maybe 1,300 horsepower. At the end of the day, when you say run what you bring, that is the stipulation. That is what it is. So it ain't no trickery behind it. Now, you can get caught up in it if you get hyped.
Yep, that is also true. So this is what's happening. But, you know, this is what I'll tell you what, the best camp that I done seen since I've been fooling with the little grudge race thing for the last 3 or 4 years, Tony Bynes' camp bring the most game to the race. You know what I'm saying? They stiffs. They've been doing it long enough. They got Cowboy running around tricking people. They got Tony telling them, you know, like the biggest thing that I heard in that camp was once they told them they're gonna run on 20, they're gonna have 29s on the car. They said, "Well, you bring 29s down there, goddamn it, we're gonna run you." They said, "We got 29. When we come through the gate, we're gonna have 29s on there." And then when they got, 28s. And then when they raced, they had 29s. They said, "Man, you say you had 28s on the car, and you ran us with some 29s. He said he had 28s when he come through the gate. He didn't say he was going to have 28s when he ran. So that's, you know, I thought that was the biggest trick of that year. I thought it was.
It's up to the individual. See, here's another thing that I see happen over at Crandall. I'm not going to name drop, but a very prominent racer came in from out of state, racing somebody from Texas area, okay? Big boys, okay? And this was supposed to be done, that was supposed to be done, this was supposed to be done, and that was supposed to be done, and all that was supposed to be done before they went to the wet box. However, when it got to the wet box, another stipulation came up. See, it's up to me, as far as I'm concerned, is what I've seen in this game, and no, again, I'm new at this. I would never, ever, ever bet a fucking grudge racer. I'm going to say it again. Me, I've learned my lesson. I bet with some people out there and got my ass drugged. I'm going to tell you, so I will never, ever, ever bet with a grudge racer. I'll bet with his ass, but I won't bet against him. And the reason why is because you all are geniuses. Y'all only talk about the shit y'all know, and y'all are very good at it, okay? And so that's where you can get caught up. It depends on how much education, or should I say how much experience you have in the game. Because what you just said spoke volumes, though, King. You know, when you said they have different kinds of things going on, different kinds of stipulations and different this and different that, if you don't pose that question, all of the stuff that you write it down, and sometimes you just have to do this here. You know, there's a ritual that every driver do before he come to the track. Why not have that same game when you race somebody? Make sure you have all the little questions in place. If you notice, sometimes if you listen to Madhouse, I will only ask you some shit I only know about. I only talk about.
Man, not to cut you off, I got another hand with us. We want to see what this guy got to say. Let's go to the other call and see what this next guy got to say. Let's see what he got to say. 832-6291. What's your question, King, on hot seat? Nobody, hey, I'm telling you something. I hear a lot of people say stuff behind the back about King this, King that. King put is on the hot seat. This is open for everybody. People that know King, see King at the track. You can push the one button and ask him whatever he want to do, whatever he haven't did, whatever you want. This man is on the hot seat. Don't get off and talk about this and talk about that. Take a chance. He's on the hot seat. He understands that he's allowed to be asked anything when it comes to the girls' game. Man, if you got a question about this man, whether it's any kind of race or what he do or don't do for the girls' game or what, take your shot at him. That's what it's about. It's not one person just getting in here doing. So, hey, you got an opportunity, man. It might be your day on the hot seat. Somebody might be trying to go down on you, and it might not be as nice as they being a king. But Big D, what you got, Big D?
Man, I ain't got too much, man, but goddamn, I just got tired of hearing Madhouse shit. But let me put my rain suit on before I talk to King Arthur, goddamn, man. What's up, King? This Big B.
What's up, Big B? Go head on with it, baby.
Oh, shit, man. I'm still trying to regroup from Madhouse, man. Shit. What's going on, Madhouse? Miss Sharon, Atomic, Grudge World.
How you doing, Big D? How you doing? You see, you got tired of listening to music. You shouldn't focus on a man like that. When you focus on a man like that, you're going to make a man think that you're really interested in a man. So you better be careful, son. Be careful.
You still talking.
Say, DJ,
man.
You ain't on the hot seat. Let me have him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He's
still
talking. Get his
ass,
then.
Get
I got him, DJ. Hold on. Go on, Big D.
Oh, okay. Shit, man. Like I say, man, I'm kind of lost for words right now. I'm sorry, but I need to take a break on that shit there, man. Give me a second, man. Give me a second. What about your cars? Are you retired, King Arthur? What's the deal? Are you just sticking to foot racing?
Well, this car know what you want me to do. A lot of people give old King a pass because I get that ass if you go to pull with me. And a lot of people don't want to be involved in it. Well, you're going to let me answer the question. If you're going to ask, let me tell you all of it so you may not have a sucking question.
Come on.
You know, let me answer you now if you're going to ask me. Now, do you want to ask me and then tell me the answer, or you want me to tell you the goddamn answer? Now you got lockjaw. You don't hear me. I must got cut off, man. Put me back on, man.
Nah, man. I'm letting you have your flow, man. Go ahead and answer the question, man.
I told you, yes, I got two cars. Right now, I got one blowing and I got one going. Which one you want?
Well, didn't nobody know what you had. Put your head up and
go. Everybody in Texas know I got the slowest dragster with a goddamn big old blower motor sitting on it. I got the slowest dragster in Texas. I got the slowest goddamn Promart in Texas with a blower motor in it. And then I got the slowest feet in the goddamn to the old man running young mothers, and I run you on your feet.
Now, which one you want?
Hey, the best race I can do is on my feet because y'all people, when I say y'all people, the Grudge Gang run my crew off. I had some people that love the race. That's all they've been doing for the last 30 years. And when we drag my cars up and down the highway, everybody claimed they want to peel my head back to the white meat. And when I get there, I never got a race, man. I've been dragging cars for 10 years, and then every time we show up, you know, I know how to stand. Put it like this here. With my race cars, I know how to stand my lane. So that's the reason why I get a call, and we talk, and that's how come I teamed up with T-Man. T-Man like to goddamn bust people here or get in here. So that's the reason why. I don't bring my car because I've got enough for three man, goddamn me, make it right. So what are you trying to say is what I'm saying.
Thank you. You answered my question.
Okay, we got another hand up, Sharon. Who we got?
Tony Thorne, your mic is open.
What up, Tony?
I was basically going to ask the same question. What Comic Dog had to offer, I mean, what King Arthur had to Grudge Race, what kind of car does he have of his personal self that he wants to Grudge Race? Did you hear me?
Well, yeah, you say what car, what kind of car did I have, Tony? I got
it. I'm asking you, what are you bringing to the table to Grudge Race? What do you have at this time to benefit Grudge Racing? And what class are you talking about Grudge Racing in? Back half or Pro Mod? Well, I don't know any dragster class Grudge Racing at all.
Well, once again, I'm one of those racers say run what you bring. So whatever I bring, that's the class I'm running. I'm in that class, and like they say, all by myself. I'm in that class to get that ads, whatever I do. So, you know, I'm going to give back in the day, every time I race, I'm going to run you this week and next week, you know, I'm going to get what it takes to do what it do. So that's what I bring to the race game. I run on my feet. I got, man, shit. Whatever it takes to make it do what it do, man. You know, boys, I got motorcycles. I done it, you know. I'm damn near, well, you know, if you ever heard of something called retirement, I'm really
that's basically the question I asked. Have you retired?
No. I run you on my goddamn feet anytime.
I can't outrun you on my feet. But if you got a back half car, I'll run that.
Well, I got an old piece of Promart car is too fast to run in the Pro Mod class, and some backhands can outrun it. But I might can outrun you if you kind of call me out.
No, back half class. Do you have a car in the back half class? I don't have a Pro Mod.
Well. If with my old slow Pro Mod, I get in the back half. If at the racetrack, that's all I have to do is get in the back. That's the back half. Hey, but I'm surrounded around all of these different cars. But it's a brand new goddamn back half in Texas now. It's called Atomic Dog. I let him if you got two cars in your lane. See? Now you're quiet.
Now you're quiet. Tony, don't you badass?
I let Tracy.
I know what Tracy's got.
Well, then that's where you jugging. You want a badass.
Huh? Okay.
What's your skin up?
Okay, hold on just a minute. Okay, King Arthur.
Yes, sir.
Since you're saying that Tracy has got a back half car now, and he's ready to race.
Well, he probably gonna be ready to race real quick, and when he do, you ain't gonna want to race him. If you're trying
I've got two cars. What I'm talking, Jekyll and Hyde. He can take his pick which one he wants.
Well, quiet as it kept. I'm in between camps because I don't have nobody, you know, like you got them fine tuners and can on. Don't nobody want to see King at the top with just where I am. So I work my way in, not out. You see what I'm saying? And
King Arthur, I can remember the very first time you stepped foot in Dallas.
You can? Well, see, that's good. That's good. You really wanted me, didn't you?
I know how long you've been in the game. I know who your team is. I just wondered if you actually had a car, because you used to have a back half car.
Yeah, I used to have several cars, man. Every car that I had been a prospect. First, somebody when I went to Dallas, what Galen Smith got at me. And guess what my car name back then was? My car name was Future, because I had a future in the race game. I went to goddamn Dallas and peeled him back in yellow belly. Hey, man, we got to mute them mics, man. I ain't got time to hear all this.
Y'all came to Dallas and you kicked everybody's ass with Tracy's Camaro.
Well, hey, quiet as it kept, when Tracy got that Camaro, I was involved with that. How about that?
I know you was.
So,
you were
and guess
like
what?
I was just asking you a question. What kind of car did you have in the regulation? And you answered the question.
Okay. Hey, but look here, man. I didn't want to know it go deeper than that. You should have said King. Now, let me tell y'all how to get King. Ask King when the last time he raced somebody. That's what you're supposed to ask. So y'all ain't asked. I wish King was on the hot seat and let me fuck with King talk. There's a lot that I don't do that I should do.
King, when the last time you raced somebody?
You talking about on my feet or in my car?
I don't classify it. I'm not into foot racing.
Huh?
I'm not into foot racing at all. I got one foot.
Hey, well, look, man. You picking your race then. See, you're a coward. I do all kind of racing. You can't just race what you want to race and then all of you a racer. You got to do all kind of racing.
I can't race on my feet when I got one foot.
Well, goddamn, I'm sorry about that, but you didn't see that some bitch on the Olympics with them things, them long things running. Man, they got all kind of shit working now, man. That ain't no excuse. I ain't going for that.
Oh,
quit playing, man. You could be on the you could be in the next Olympic and call him out.
All right.
We're playing.
When was the last time you drove a car and raced?
Well, last time I drove a car, I had a race. Goddamn, Tracy, when was the last time I raced? Man, I really hate to say, man, I really hate to.
In the background, I got a key or something that you mute your mic. I can't afford time here. Somebody got a key or sniggling in the background. Mute your mic if you're not saying that. If your mic is open right there and you want to say something, you're not saying nothing, push the one button, take your hand down, push it again, you wouldn't know you want to say something. But somebody's mic is open out here, kid or sniggle or something. Go ahead.
Say, really, the last time, man, I raced a guy, man, I beat him, man. He living at the homeless shelter, man. And I feel tough. Say, Tracy, let's move all mics except mine and Tony Thorn, man.
Somebody, it's hard to hear.
Because I believe that's on purpose noise.
You know, somebody's doing it, but. Okay, we got two or three other people got their hands up, so. She's trying
wait
to
a minute, Tracy.
She's trying to find out.
I got to answer that question. The last time I ran, I had bought that old goddamn Camaro called Midnight, because I used to show up at the racetrack at midnight, and I believe it was Mr. Dixon there, man, and I ran them with old Midnight, man. I had old Camaro. I always had a tube chassis because a lot of people go up and down. I don't go back. I go forward. The next car, I wanted one of them cars that shoot fire so I can shoot fire over there with all them devils and burn them up when they're out of line. That's what I want.
Is that the same car that you brought the yellow bear that one day?
No, that was my Camaro. I had a car called the Future. It was white with
yes,
Future.
Yes, that was it.
And do you remember that King, when he had the track, hell, like you can turn me in a circle and I reach for your ass and try to run you. You remember that?
Yes, I remember that.
Let that
I
be real.
I remember that. The day you come out, you had a buddy, you unload your car, you made a hit up there, and you raced up there with Tom McDonald's car.
Yep. We went up on the street up there and run. You know, we just didn't run. We were, you know, we hold the goddamn thing for going to get ass now. You know, we can't be denied on that. And
you outrun a Primer Vegas, and you made Morgan and Jerry Kelly all up so goddamn mad they couldn't get to the shop fast enough.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So I understand, you know, hey, man, them was, as we would say, the good old days. You know what I'm saying?
And, yeah, what's the good old days? Why can't we get back to the good old days?
Well, we're working on it. That's the reason why I got, you know, we could call it Captain City Bounty Hunter. And then we had so much bounty out on people, so Galen made his goddamn car the Bounty Hunter. That's some real shit.
That was a good old day.
Yeah, but this is really why what we're trying to do. Like right now, if anybody, Lottie, Dottie, any goddamn body know anything about blowing cars and they want to goddamn work on King's car, I have my goddamn car at the track every week and live the lock-in. And I bet you ain't going to be nothing but goddamn King Arthur show because they're going to let me go.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I called Batman. I think it was today. No, it was yesterday. And tried to lock in three cars with one of my cars, and I didn't get a call back.
See, that's what goes on, you know. And That's what me and old Tree Man talks about, you know. Right now, Tree Man is the shit, man. You know this, right?
You know, Tree Man is the shit in pro mod class. But, you know, Tree Man's not stepped, Tree Man's also not stepped out of line and jumping on Doug Reister or any of the Dominic cars or, you know, any of them cars.
Well, see, he hang around with me.
We're trying to keep it about grudge cars, you know. We're trying to keep it about grudge cars. That's in the grudge game, you know.
Hey, man, wait a minute, Trace. I don't need no help with this, man. I got this, man. I don't need no help. I'm on the hot seat. Y'all make my goddamn seat cold, man.
I got another hand I'm trying to get to you. But y'all stressing out somebody else is going in and out going to holler at you.
I don't really know
any other cars in T-Mac in that class, so I guess he's the baddest one in Texas.
You got that right. This is what I'm trying to tell y'all. But don't nobody want to listen.
I do know that Doug Reister will grudge racing.
Well, Doug Reese, well, look, y'all putting the baddest motherfucker in the country on Pro Tree Man. And look here.
Tree Man,
look here. Hold on. Say, man, you going to tell me the answer. Ask the question. Tell me the answer, and then won't let me respond. Tell Doug Reese, goddamn, let me tell you something. Hold on. I'm a Tree Man's mouthpiece, too, and I lock the money up. Tell Doug Reese, goddamn me, give Tree Man the back tie and the moon, and we'll try his ass. Now, that'll
let
keep
the
Doug
man
Reese
out. There it is.
Now. Huh?
I don't believe that.
Well, then tell Doug Reese keep his ass in his place. Tell him I said it. Now, Tracy, see, that's how you answer that. He can come. He won't jump out of that shit he already in. Goddamn me, tell Doug Reese that. Goddamn me. And believe it or not, I tried to buy Doug Reese car and he wouldn't sell it. So y'all asked him that too. So I know it's a good car. But now we back to goddamn me.
I don't know anybody in pro mod racing except Mike Hill. And I'm sure Mike Hill run him and.
Well, look, we don't know them guys, but whoever you call like that, you picking them old bad boys on Tree Man. Tell the motherfucker, get the motherfucker to stage in the move, and we going to try.
Okay, let's do it this way here. Tell Tree Man to give the jackal car the back tire to hit.
Okay, let me tell the Jekyll car something. Keep his ass in his place. If you need all that, you don't need to be fucking with him. How about that?
Well, let's answer that question.
Yep, see, we always
answer your own question, too.
Hey, Tony, boy, I like how you talk. Shit, you understand the facts of life. Okay, next.
We got another hand up.
Debo, your mic is open.
Hey, what's happening,
Miss Sharon?
Atomic King
of Office. What's up, Mr. Debo?
Hey, look like King getting the best of them, so what you gonna do? They ain't getting the best of him, and he on the hot seat.
I ain't getting the best of them. They got me.
Go ahead, Demo.
Okay. This question is for the King, man. You brought up a very interesting topic, man, about this cheating and the trickery and all this, man. And I'm very interested in that, man, because I've been in the game about 4 years now. And me and the G-Money race team, man, you know, we learning in this game. And you know, the topic keeps getting off base. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people trying to learn and trying to know some of these cheat games that's going on in the race, in the grudge game. I'm not going to say the race game. I'm talking about the grudge game. You know, in my personal opinion on the cheating and the trickery, I feel as though if a man got to cheat or trick you in a locked-in race, he's a scared or he ain't got no confidence in his vehicle. You know what I'm saying? And on that, I heard you say that you didn't like it. You know what I'm saying? I don't know anybody that's in the grudge game that like to be tricked, you know, ganged on, you know what I'm saying, to win a race or whatever. You know, I like I said, I was listening, and I'm trying to get some output so I can put it in input, you know what I'm saying, so I can lace my crew up to some of these games or some of these tricks. You know, I done been introduced to a few tricks, you know, here in Dallas, you know, a partner of mine, you know, I raced him one Friday night. He tried to pull a quick tree. I didn't know nothing about no quick tree, but he tried to get me with it, but we caught it in time, and we still raced, and we still do what we do. But I just feel like that's an interesting topic. King, you know, you touch a lot of bases. For the grudge game, you say you've been in it for 40 years. First time I met you was in San Antonio, and you talked real bad about we brought my brother Camaro down there, and you talked real bad about us, but it was all good fun games, you know. That's what it's all about, having fun, you know, doing what we like doing, you know, minus the trick and the trickery in the game. You know, my question is, you know, you said you said Tony Bynes, you know, comes with the trick game about the 28, and when he got on the inside of the gate, the 29. You know, I think like DJ Maddow, I said, you have to keep your head on straight. You know what I'm saying? And listen at what whoever you trying to race, you got to listen at what they trying to throw at you, so you can get a good understanding about what's going on. You know.
You're so right. You're so right on this. Look here. This is what you got to do, man. It's like, you know, hey, man, when this shit comes to the table, man, like you say, first thing when I ask somebody, do you want to raise or do you want to bullshit? This is the first thing right. You ask in the game. When you get out of here, first thing you want to say, we're going to raise or we're going to bullshit. And then the motherfucker say, we're going to raise. And then another one in the back holler, we're going to bullshit. We say, take that bullshit on. This is raising. When I step to the table, We used to have two goddamn rules in the race game. A Tommy Dog, help him tell him what the race is when what is the two things if you gonna race? And I want us, the Captain City Bounty Hunters, what is the two rules in the game? Tell him what the rules is, Trey.
You red light, you lose. You cross that damn center lane, you lose.
Right. Keep your ass in your lane, same thing. But them were the only two rules that we used to have. And that cut out all that other shit. If you get in that box and goddamn me, you red light, you lose, you cross the center line, you lose. First one get there, win. That's a real race grudge game right there. And now they stipulate off of that. You know, they put all kind of shit in between that and they goddamn me used to be the quarter mile. This eighth game is brand new to me. I used to not run the eighth. We used to have to, if you can't run a quarter, goddamn, your car wasn't big enough. So you know what I'm saying? You didn't have enough houses to go the whole way.
Hey, can I say one more thing?
Go ahead.
I just want to ask this right here. You know, I hear a lot of you older guys that's been in the game, you know, saying that this how it used to be back in the game. Why we can't get it back, the game back? You know, it's modernized now, but why we can't get some of them old rules back and make them old rules stand for something?
Well, that's what, you know, that's the reason why we brought up the topic and brought up, you know, all this old animosity and all of this old trickery and all that. If you get rid of that in the new game, you know, the new people coming in, you know, and really this other real trickery shit come from the East Coast, because that's where a lot of bullshit go on over there. But us Texas racers,
King, let me ask this brother a question. I don't know who he is, man. This Madhouse, bro, by the way. This Madhouse. And I'm listening to you talk. And I didn't have the language that you have right now when I first got in it, and I got beat up over here on this show. I got really beat up. But I'd like to ask you this question. Since I'm a newbie in this, and you've been doing this for about 4 years, so that means you've been around racing probably 10. I want to ask you this question, bro. What would you like to see in a grudge race? I mean, from the old school games that you know, I mean, the old school stuff that you know, as opposed to what you know right now. What would you like to see in grudge racing that you think that would make grudge racing better and more interesting?
Okay, I'm going to answer that. This Debo, man, he just called me the other day. But anyway, I'm going to answer that question, man. What I would like to see in the grudge game, me personally, I'd like to see, just like I heard Arthur say, stay in your lane. You know what I'm saying? I got a lot of guys that mess with my car, you know, got these big motors. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, my car run good, but I don't race them because I'm going to stay in my lane. It's not that I'm scared. I'm not afraid of now, man, to walk the top like me. You know what I'm saying? But I work hard for my money, and I'm not just going to hand my money out like that. So if I don't feel like my car is faster than yours, or I don't stand a better chance to win with you, I'm going to stay in my lane. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to race you. You know what I'm saying? I heard Mr. Thorne say something about, he called Batman, saying something about he done called about 3 cars. I read his stuff on the board. You know what I'm saying? I told him no thanks for the he tried to give me the back tie. No, I don't want the back tie. I'm not a back tie person, but if people want to give out Christmas presents in June, July, August, I'm going to accept them. You know what I'm saying? But on that note, back to what you asked me, Matt Al, what I want to see in the grudge game is it go back to where it used to be. When I first started coming to the track, looking at people getting out there getting busy, because that's what the fans want to see. You know what I'm saying? They want to see cars going down the track, some good racing without all the controversy. You come to the track, most of the hype is you on the parking lot where all the cars are parked, and you see a group of people, and they chucking and driving, talking about racing, or BSing about racing. You know what I'm saying? It ain't really coming to the, let's get up there, line up, get down there, and whoever wins, that's what that is. You know what I'm saying? And that's my opinion on what you just asked me. I just want the racing to get back to where it used to be, man. You know, run what you run. If you can't beat that person or you don't feel like you can beat him, don't be begging and asking for the hit and to take off the winner ball and put the little tie on. If you don't feel like you can beat that cat, shut the fuck up and stay in your damn lane.
Amen.
Thank you.
We got another hand. Let's see what you got to say. Good shot, Debo. I got another hand, Sharon. I got another person. See what you got to say. They've been waiting.
All right. 713-86. 8613, your mic is open.
What's up, Mr. Thomas?
What's going on, man? Who's this?
Who's man? Hey, Mr. Chase. Mr. Ian Clark.
Who is this?
Hold on,
I hear a lot of noise in the background. If you ain't talking, mute your mic or push the one and take your hand down. If you want to talk, then you push it again, your hand to come back up. Then we know you got something to say. So if you ain't talking, push the one and take your hand down. If you want to say something, then you can push it again. Go ahead, man.
What up?
Go ahead, Bushnell.
Hey, come on. I hear all what's going on. I'm just chilling, man. I'm on the railroad again. Hey, but at the same time, boy, I sure need somebody to come take that grudge, man, and come driving and work on it, man, and taking them racetracks for me, man, because I can't get through it, man. Been on this railroad. Back on the railroad again.
Don't say that, man.
What did you say that time?
Don't say that.
Somebody's phone ringing, man.
I'm going to mute your phone. Somebody's phone. Mute your phone.
That's President Obama calling me.
Hello?
What's going on, bro?
You ain't got nobody for me, man. Come get that car from me and run it. Let it work on and drive and run it, because I'm just killing me. I ain't doing that weird, but I need somebody to come get it from me, man, and come take it and drive it and do all that shit to it, man, to put it out there. That's
what kind of car you got, man? Wait a minute. Let me have this. What kind of car you got, man?
I got a Nova, King Hawk.
Is it a bag ass?
Nah, it's a little it's a little street car. Small town little street car.
Hey man, That might be the car I might need to come in and look at you, man, and bring that. We need a car where everybody can outrun me, and then they can goddamn me. I ask them, do they want to run my other car? And then my other car. And then my other car.
Okay,
and then my other car.
As long as you run, I just want to see you run it. I don't give a damn who come get it, but when you come get it, run it.
All right, well, we're going to put that car on the charity list and say somebody that needs some shit like that, we're going to try to help you out.
Put it on now.
Do you have a 6-cylinder now, or is it a V8?
It's a V8 now.
That's good. Is it a little V8? You know, you go to the store, you can get a little VA can, a big can, or a super can. Which can?
A little 455.
Well, that's a pretty good little little can, you know.
Can you know that car is the Gold Noble?
Hey, Tracy. Tell him we come to get that son of a bitch tomorrow. We're going to goddamn put that out there. And every goddamn time we throw the little Grudge car out there, goddamn it, we're going to say, this is the Grudge car. And you can start,
That's all I need you to do with it, is put it out there and draw it on somebody with it.
Okay. Tracy, that's one. That's for the Grudge Inc. right there. That's the Grudge Inc. car of the year. Going to be the Grudge car. That car going to be at every goddamn meet, run somebody. If a goddamn meet. Run somebody. I keep telling you, Tracy, we need a goddamn thing for whoever run the most get paid for that. And you might get some goddamn races. And see, the Grudge car might be that because he wants that car running.
That's
even if you get your head peeled to the goddamn white meat. I mean, all the way to where? Well, guess what? If you ain't careful, you get your ass out of line. That's what's going to happen.
I mean, I know what I be doing at the same time. You know, you always talk about, I don't run this, I don't run that. But, you know, when you know what you're up against, you know, you ain't no goddamn food, and you ain't no driver to this shit. So it's really nothing to me. I just listen to what they say. You know, I work by what they say.
Man, there's a few people that I had some people talk to me about this earlier. Say, man, a few people holler, think King can't drive. Believe it or not, I was one of the first racers. No, I wouldn't say the first racer. I was the first young generation racer from the old school racer. I've been driving race cars, man, for the last 30 years. I choose not to because I fooled around and turned that damn old blower car up to a goddamn 40% one time, and I'm just goddamn me playing out there, and the old track didn't do what it do. I tore up. They had to put a goddamn whole wall down San Antonio over there. I knocked the whole goddamn cement barrier down. Bumped the tires at 180 miles an hour backwards.
And, 180.
And I choose not to do it, but I can, you know. I choose not to. I saw a lot of shit when I hit that wall. And I looked down there. It was something like that. I got a ticket saying
180, man.
Well, look here. Well, they'll take the goddamn 80 off, and then we'll be safe.
There you go, bro.
Hey, I got another caller. Hold on, I got somebody else on the holler. I got somebody
else. Oh, yeah, take that off, man.
Go ahead on, Sarah. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead, man.
Okay, this
is a
win.
I'm going on.
Yeah,
I want to talk a little bit about
the Grudge game.
Who it is?
I know people got a lot of different questions and try to understand what's going on now today. And
hey, hold on, who is
this?
I didn't catch who you were. Who is this? I didn't catch it.
This old man.
Okay, all right.
This old man.
Okay, go ahead.
I want to kind of tie a couple of things together, if I can, about the Grudge game. A lot of people got a lot of questions about why people have a lot of trickery going on in the Grudge game, and people don't tell you what's going on with the Grudge game. Really, nothing really changed from back in the 80s to now in the 2000s. One thing you have to understand in the Grudge game, The grudge game is a hustle. You ain't racing. You hustling. That's why nobody telling you about what they got in their hood, what size motor they got, how much nitrous they spraying, transmission, this and that, how light the car is. That's called a hustle. The difference is now and then, nobody don't want to lose. It ain't about the money. They don't want the shame. So if you go out here looking at the grudge game, these cats spending $250,000, $150,000, $80,000 cost, they don't even want to lose $500. But I come out here to the show, you see them at the track, three and four, golf carts, 40-plus footer, enclosed trailers. The difference between now and how it used to be, nobody can't take the loss. So what I'm talking about is really nobody can't hold no weight when they lose. And back then, you didn't care about losing. You lost your money, come back up again, you ran that guy again, you try him again. And this new breed of generation now is nobody can't take a loss. And that's why you see what you see by all these races and grudges. It ain't about the money. They don't want to take the shame of losing. To say they got lost on the internet, they don't want to see all that. That's real talk.
All right, man. I appreciate that, and I think that got a lot to do with it. Sometimes people just don't want to lose. So, yeah, I agree with that.
Hey, Grace, let me answer that, man. Let me answer that. Hey, man, let me tell you about hustling. Man, I've been out there hustling a long time, man. I mean, matter of fact, I hustle every day, really. But the hustling game, like you say, it is a difference between getting your head peeled to the white meat. Because I used to have some fools shoot me pool, and he tell me, they used to give me a couple of $100 to let them win the game, you know, just for fame, you know what I'm saying? And I understand that, you know, but some of this is about the money, man. Some of it is, like you say, these young guys, man. I mean, man, when them young fools started having all that money when they were, you know, using their car key to make up money, you know what I'm saying? And I used to like to be around that action, because guess what? They had enough of that money. Well, you know, they were damn fools. Like they say, the young people is damn fools with money and a pistol. You know, and that's the only thing that I don't like about the hustle game is that, you know, sometimes you're going to win some when you get a hustle, you can't take it. So the hustle game, man, it's been here for a long time. So it goes back to
Totally agree. I totally agree. And that's grudging. It's a hustle. That's grudging. Because you ain't telling nobody about the parts and pieces you got in your car. You ain't saying about how fast your car is. That's why you have no time up there. Your job as the other opponent is to study your opponent and think what you do, you stack all the favors into your own hand. That's what you do in grudging. And you go out there and give it a shot and see what's going to happen out there. But look at most of the grudging racing, 500, 200 on 500, 200 on 600. It ain't much money. And look at the car that you're racing. This cat got $40,000, $50,000 in the car. So what's $500? You understand what I'm saying to you? That's
well,
the difference between today and then.
Yeah, well, everybody used to say King tried to buy a race. No, King wasn't buying a race. Hell, King knew he was going to win the race. You know, it's down there. Man, there's just so much out here about this old racing thing, man. And like you say, man, old Junior Marshall, it was a guy named Junior Marshall, man. We call him the godfather of racing, you know. And, I watched them boys, man. I used to leave church, man, slip off and ride my bicycle across town to go up to this little place called Martin Drive-In and watch Junior Marshall and them get down with the grudge thing, you know. So, I mean, this is what's happening. The young guys got to step up, and you know, like I said, ain't but a few of us left out there, man, on the scene.
That's
Try to keep
that's true. I come from Dallas right here, man. We used to race at Yellow Belly in Kennedale, and we would box all night long and lose and lose and lose. What you've learned now, as you can see, you know, racing the Ray Lays, the Marquis, and cats like that are here in Dallas. The thing is changing now. Nobody don't want to lose no more, man. Can't afford to lose. Everybody want a guaranteed win. You got to step up. And so, can you get knocked out? That's part of the show. Somebody's going to win, somebody's going to lose.
Man, we used to go to the Nationals down there in Dallas. Goddamn, I can remember Tommy Dog. You remember we used to race goddamn everything. I tell you something, we raised everything we bring to the track. Hell, I had a goddamn van with 15 people, all us in the van racing down the Yellow Belly.
We used to race back in the day in the 90s in front of Carter High School. We raced so long in the night till the dark buses started running. The Pretty Tony, the whole entire nine, the Batman, all these cats, man. We used to box. We love to go out there and go get it. But you just don't see the same today as you did then. And people were getting knocked out back then. But the difference is now, man, nobody can hold that weight. Don't want to lose. They want a guaranteed win. Everybody want a guaranteed win.
Shit, Atomic Dog had a race back over. We had a street called Decker Nationals. Atomic Dog had a racetrack out there by his house. Hell, and we go out there every night, and when the law come, I go over there and tell the law, look here, man, we're going to get this race on sometime tonight.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
yes,
I give him $100. Y'all go buy some donuts and whatever y'all want to do from the time
yes,
y'all
sir.
Get back. It's to be over with.
Yes, sir.
Hey, say, Key,
what's up?
You still running them whole feet of yours?
And I'm still running what?
You still running my old feet of yours?
I do the best I can.
I got somebody in training about your age, man.
No. You bought it up. I want your ass.
No, you don't.
That's another thing.
You don't lose, man.
Okay. Well,
I don't even want to take your money like that.
No, you'll win my money. Little baby in a stroller could win mine. A goddamn mountain lion can't take it. But anyway,
next time I see you, I'm going to knock you off. I'm going to retire you.
Okay, well, now you ain't going to retire me. You're going to run me. And if you go, hey, look, how old are you?
I'm 45.
Goddamn, you goddamn, man, I got goddamn daughter older than you.
I know it.
Well, listen. All I want to do, man, you know, old man can't run that long, right?
Yeah.
We ain't going to run no quarter or nothing, is we?
No, we ain't run no quarter.
Okay, good. See, me and you going to get the sips because you call me out in front of, no, I call you out in front of everybody. Now, this is what you got to do, and you own not just this race. You just see, this is how races are supposed to do. We can race every goddamn time I see you. Listen, all I want. You got to get an old man to hit, man. I'm down there 20 years older than you. All I wanted to hit, and we ain't going to go that far, and we got to
Well, hold on. Wait a minute now. See, this is what I was talking about standing in lane. Okay, now hold on. How you going to ask for the hit, and you ain't ran head up yet? You ain't ran Batman head up yet. No, you haven't.
I haven't ran you, Batman, but look here. You ought to be ashamed of your goddamn self coming over in the goddamn senior citizen goddamn self. I got somebody to run your head up. Watch it. Hey, I got somebody to put a youngster on you. How you like that?
I tell you what we'll do. I'm going to put my senior citizen on you, and then you put your citizen, your youngster on me.
That sounds like a goddamn winner. But join go first. You get ass tore off the bone first.
Well, I tell you what, we gonna do this. Listen, me and you get up there first.
Okay. Give me the hit first.
You know what? I just might do that. I don't think you got nothing on me.
Say, Batman, cut this bullshit out, man. You're supposed to be the goddamn grudge racer, grudge this, and then you always goddamn me or go to wishy-washy when the race starts. Get a goddamn hit, man. Quit bullshitting. I'm going to tear your ass off the bone.
Where are we going, 40 yards?
Hell no, that's too far. That's pros run 40.
But you got that too far.
I can't run that goddamn far.
But how far you want to run, 5 feet?
Oh, no, I just can't know how I feel that day. What the fuck is wrong with you, man?
Hey, listen, man. Oh, you know them Slack, right? You know them Slack out of Dallas, Texas. I tell you about your age. I'm going to put him on. He's been wanting to run you, man.
He's been wanting to run me? Well, I'm going to have to try. I'm going to have to try him. Because I bought none. On my motherfucking business card, it say bought none and have fun. And I bought none. If I look at him and he look like goddamn he can outrun me, he got a race. If he look like he don't race, I'm going to tell him to take his motherfucking ass home. And then fuck him up.
That's the dog I'm going to put on you.
Okay.
No,
I got to run you first.
Dog for you.
But look here. When another dog try to put another dog, look here, man. The best way to see what you doing is I'm going to run you and you're going to give me the hit because you're a young dude want to put an old dude on me. So I'm going to fuck you first. So look,
okay. The
thing is, hold on, man. Just listen, man. You asked this, I'm asking. You ever seen a dog on the back of another dog? Well, look, man. Look here, man. I was walking my young child, man. It's been goddamn me almost goddamn me 42 years ago. Damn near your age then, you know. Look. My boy say, Daddy, what is that dog doing on the back of that other dog? And I didn't want to put no heavy shit on the boy. So I told him, well, the dog was fucking, man. So look, I told him, I say, see, that dog on the top, he hurt his leg and the other dog is helping him take him home. Well, my little boy wasn't but 7 years old. And he kind of like his daddy. He say, you know what, daddy? He say, boy, that's just like a friend, ain't it? I say, what's that? He say, oh, man, you try to help your friend, he try to fuck you every time, don't he? Now, y'all might not got that. Other words, man, my son said, the dog that was on the back of the dog, he hurt, but he was trying to get the dog, man. He was humping the dog, man. So y'all didn't catch that, man. I'm sorry. Y'all, I'm not educated enough to meet y'all.
I got somebody else keep jumping their hand up and want to say something. Sharon, go get them.
All right.
Jackson, your mic is open.
Hey, what's happening, Miss Sharon? What's up, Atomic? What's up, all the racing? Man, I wanted to ask a question about racing. You know, my question is this. Why is it that a lot of Texas racers have what they call wheelie bars? Is it the fact that they don't have a good suspension or chassis guy here that can get somebody dialed in, that can get down the track versus a car without, like, wheelie bars? You get what I'm saying? Or what they call them sissy bars or something like that. Can you elaborate on the topic or could somebody elaborate on it effectively? That way, you know, I can, you know, see what's up.
I know what it is. I mean, I can answer that for you, man. This is the deal. Right here in Texas, and it started out like that out there in the Midwest, we run wheelie bars all the time. Now, since we start traveling east and getting folks to come east, that's a big thing out there, the no wheelie bar. So they got a good handle on the no wheelie bar stuff before a lot of folks over here in Texas. When we started the no wheelie bar stuff, it actually started with some of the class racers first. Now they've migrated to a lot of the grudge races. We got a few grudge races over here now that's taking the wheelie ball. So those guys, they got a lot more people out there with small tires, and the races are big races out there. So they got the tune-up game damn good. And we got guys over here. There's a lot of grudge races over here in Texas, but everybody don't have, at the time, a sufficient enough tuner in their camp. So they used to run the wheelie ball, so they're running what they got. But as time goes on, you do see guys now around here starting to take their wheelie bars off and get with the program because it was more of an East Coast thing first before it came this way. But it's now coming to where people see it's so popular and people putting up good money that they're taking them bars off.
But it'll get there. But like I say, it's mostly the tuners. So we got some good tuners around here. They learning the game, but it kind of originated out that way first.
So okay, to piggyback off of that then. So, like, we don't have bars on our cars. So let me ask you another question. Who has the benefit? Should a guy that got bars on his car take his bars off to race a guy with no bars? Or do you think that's a fair grudge race? Bars versus no bars?
Man, you got it. It's like a different stroke for different folks. If they think they can hustle you with your bars on, they'll tell you leave them on. But if they think that you might have an advantage, they'll try to hustle you to take them off. It's all depending on who you're dealing with, man. You got some guys out here, you know, that they got bars on, and them guys that got bars off, and them guys can outrun some of them guys. They can outrun them. Don't let them fool you. It's about the hustle and the language and the stipulation, man. So, you know, you just got to be careful. It's all who you're dealing with out here.
Crazy, let me throw a little salt on this bacon. What the bars is really for, man? Have you ever seen the old cars? And I must admit, Tracy, I got to tell it. Tracy, the bars on the car is really to keep the car. You know, if you see a car leave and it go all up in the air, somewhere in that goddamn action, that goddamn me, he going to have to lift a little bit. That's what they're planning on. And the winner bars is to keep the car from lifting. See what I'm saying? And back then,
right,
we didn't know nothing about the different coil springs. It's all in the shocks, and it ain't the tuner of the goddamn car. It's the chassis, man, that putting the suspension. Well, the car that do all the scooting, like, you know, like a dog sliding on his ass, well, he got
right,
the better chance getting out the gate. You see what I'm saying? Then the guy that's over there, when he hit, car come up 5 feet off the goddamn ground and all that old kind of shit. But that's what the wheeler bars are for. I've been having training wheels on my tricycle. I didn't take it off my bicycle until I was 35 years old. So, you know, I've been trying to stay on the ground. So everything I got wheeler bars. And everything and I'm talking about my race bikes and everything. That's what that's for, is to keep you from lifting, from raising, you know. They say the best thing on a car, if that old wheel come up 6-7 inches, when you get up out that gate, where you in the range of doing what it, making it do what it do. That's what the wheeler bar. And if you have any question, ladies and gentlemen, about how to get rid of your wheeler bars, put your wheeler bars on, call Mr. Alfred Whiteside in goddamn me, Waco, Texas. That's my chassis guy. And guess what? Nobody can deny.
Man, I can tell y'all this. I can tell you this too, man. Most cars that don't have no wheel bars on them, man, they got every electronic known to man on that car, man. I mean, you talk about drive shaft sensors, you talking about wheel speed control, you got everything. Most of these guys that's running with no wheel bars, like I said, they got most sensors on these. They got every sensor known to man on them cars. Actually, guys out in Texas, they already got a bunch of sensors on these cars. That's another reason why they don't like to run out their wheelie bars. I mean, it's not that they can't, but you have to add so many sensors, so many electronics in cars to keep them on the ground. Man, that's the big advantage to it. But me, myself, personally, man, if you fast, you get fast. Time is time. I keep telling people that all the time, man. Hey, man, if you running a number, you just running a number. If I was running 410, I'm going to give a damn who get up there with me. If they're going to beat me, they just going to beat me. But they got to beat me. Now, I'm not worried about how fast they are. I'm worried about how fast I am. That's what's wrong with a lot of these races. They just scared to lose.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right. And I appreciate y'all giving me the input, you know, on all that. Because I don't want wheelie balls. We don't want wheelie balls on our cars, you know. But, you know, I was just curious to know. Because I know if I see a lot of people that want to race and some guys from Texas, like one guy in particular, I didn't know he got wheelie bars on this car, you know, and I can only think of a few people that don't have wheelie bars. So I appreciate y'all input, you know, and I'm quite sure a lot of other people wanted to know that. So I appreciate all that, guys, for real.
Hey. All right, man. Hey, we got another hand up. Yeah,
okay, Trace, wait a minute. Let me tell them. Hell, normally if I come to race and you ain't got none, hell, I have another set in the trunk. You can tie them on the back of your car.
Get this right here. Yeah, I appreciate that you extending off, but we don't need them. you know, we gonna get down the track, baby. But I appreciate that, Mr. King. Awesome. You heard me?
Yes, sir. I try to do everything I can.
All right, we're gonna go to this next caller. I think they got him in the private room. Hold on, they're coming out right this second. Let me get the caller right here, and then we get them next. 832-4718. Boy, your mic is on.
Hey, a second, y'all. I don't have a problem with it, Bob, man, but you understand me? Sometimes, man, you got to put them doggone twist them training wheels on, man, just to kind of get all the bugs lined out. And once you figure it out, man, you know what I'm saying? I don't have a problem with them taking them off. But until then, man, don't nobody want to end up, you understand me, back at the drawing board all over again, you feel me? So there's nothing wrong with training wheels for a limited time, you feel me? That's just my opinion.
Shit, I want them all day, every day.
Well, I ain't different folks, man. You know, some people going to do it, some people not going to do it. But, you know, it's all about, you know, the guy walking up to you. You got to know when you're traveling a lot, man, a lot of guys around here, it don't make a whole lot of difference. Because that's what we do. We even run turbo and blower cars around here when we do certain stuff. We'll try. Guys, East Coast, a lot won't do it. But when you're traveling, and much as they got the 29 and 28-inch tie game down, they come this way. They gonna try to get you out of your element, man, to get you. They see you got bars on it, so no, you ain't got no tune-up for it. So them guys are trying to pretty much get you to take them off, or they feel like, hey, they just dip you out of your advantage right there. So, yeah, go ahead.
Who was that guy was talking about, them bar? Where he was from? This Bushnell.
Jackson. He's from Mississippi.
That
was Jackson from Mississippi.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Leave
Bushnell, you know who this Bushnell is. Now, Bushnell, you know who this is, bro. This is Jack. Remember my call? Remember I told you to be at the track? I brought
man,
my track. You
can
show up.
I have to see you by face, man. I probably don't know you by name,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, yeah.
Leave him alone.
He trust Ms. King up. He know who I am. He all right. We good people. You know what I'm saying? I even told him.
Man, I can't stand no motherfucking with the ball. I don't know why I got him on my car, but I can't stand him. I know I done tore up a bunch of shit in time before fucked up front end and fucking cracked transmission, beer halls and this shit, and being all up here, a bunch of shit, being handled, a bunch of shit, though, but I still can't stand them over. I keep tearing up. I didn't want to get rid of them motherfucking wheel bars since day one with my car, man. I can't stand them motherfuckers. I ain't looking at
them. Go to Whiteside, man. He'll help you take them off. Go to Mr. Whiteside. God damn. Now, you quit bullshitting. I don't want to hear nothing else about them damn wheelie bars.
Safety.
We're going to go to the next caller. Go ahead, Sharon.
Whiteside.
Okay. Lisa, I'm going to go ahead and open up your mic since your hand is up. Lisa, your mic is open. Hello?
What's that?
Hello?
Go
hey,
ahead.
Tracy.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing. I just had to wait an hour and 35 minutes again. Your show is worldwide, huh? You out there.
You got to get on here early, but you got to get on here early.
Hey, I was trying early. Trust me, I've been trying a long time. But I missed a lot of the conversation, but I heard the end part of it. I just wanted to say hello to everybody and hope those two drivers are doing well.
Yeah. Well, you got a King on the hot seat, and you got something you want to challenge him with?
Who on the hot seat?
King Arthur.
Hey, King Arthur.
What's up, Miss Shawell? What's up, Miss Shawell? The lady mouth of the South. What's going down?
Hey, Lisa.
Nothing much.
Hey, Lisa. Yes. King said he's coming to the World Nationals down in San Antonio. Now, we're having this thing called the World Grudge Roast, where we're roasting a lot of different races from around the country. King said he's going to bring his ass up in there with a pink suit. And I told him, I said, hold on for a minute, man. You come the way you want to come. But if you bring your ass in there with a pink suit, you're going to be the first motherfucker in the hot seat.
He in the hot seat wherever he go. He in the hot seat wherever he go. I heard him on the radio, on this radio earlier with somebody talking about racing it.
Say, Lisa, tell this fool if King come in there with a goddamn mean tangerine suit on. I change ever. Hey, I'm the one that put color on the mouth. I'm the one that the OGs laid dead and come with the goddamn lime green suits. I'm the reason why these goddamn people like them funny colors. Because I ain't scared to wear them and look good in.
You know what, King? That green suit is all money, money, money. But the pink suit,
Go bring your ass up in there with a pink suit. I beg you.
I got a motherfucking pink suit, and guess what? It got bell bottoms. I'm away. Hey, Lisa, wait a minute. Let me help everybody out so you can get on me. Tell them, Lisa, I come to the track, bring my own cars, and goddamn me, do a burnout, shed it all, play like it's goddamn ain't running, and all that.
And yeah, Lisa, you do that, and everybody keep wondering, when are you going to take it all the way down the track, or when are you going to get a race with somebody? So when you get a race, let me be the one to set it up and put it out there for you, here.
Hey, Lisa, you be talking so much out there, saying, if one of y'all gonna run this mother sucker, don't let this mother. And Lisa, you can't understand why I get them telepasses, huh? Well, I want everybody to know.
That. I just want to see it go all the way down the track. And when it go down the track, I'm going to get somebody that's going to race you.
Wait a goddamn minute. Every time my car come to the track, it can go down the track.
I never said it could go down the track. I say we never seen it go down the track. We just seen you do a half a burnout, get outside the car like you King Arthur, put your hands in the air and say you done your shit. Now we want to see you go all the way down the track.
I'm not paid to do all that.
Why don't you bring your car to Batman's race and Atomic Dog's race? Bring it on the 15th, and Atomic Dog's race is in April. Bring it on. Why don't you do it? I mean, listen, you said that you wanted to bring
it. Hold on. God damn it, you're asking me and telling me.
Arthur, let me say this real quick.
Arthur is my private. Let's get that straight. Arthur is my private. I'm King.
I'm sorry, King. My bad. I'm so sorry about that. But on the real, man, you said you want to, you know, bring back the old school. Here's your opportunity to bring back the old school, man. Bring your crown on Batman's night. Bring your crown on Atomic Dog's night. You say you want to bring that shit, bring it, man. You already a shit talker. Lisa, you do your thing. We love you for what you do. Don't think that you are excluded from the World Grudge Roast. You're going to be a part of that, too. It's going to be everybody's involved in this, King, on the real, bring your car. You say you want to bring people together. You want to bring action. You want to, you know, turn this thing around. Here's your opportunity. You got the 15th on Batman's race, and then you got Atomic Dog's race in April. Bring it on, man. Bring back what we lost.
Well, only thing, everybody that in my camp like to get paid, man. And Batman doing the best he can in Dallas. It cost me, I spend at least $2,000 to drag my shit up the highway. Now, how many people want to see King there? How about that?
I hear you, man, but you know what? I think love overweighs money any day. You know what I'm saying? But that's just me. And when you bring love and action to the game.
So you say, hold up. You say, they love me, but they can't pay me? Well, look here. What I normally do when I come down there, if I don't lose no money, I take that $5,000 that I was going to bet out of this pocket and put it on the other pocket. Shit, I call myself a winner. How about that? Don't you know in the world you got to pay for what you want?
I hear you, man, but somebody going to step up.
Okay, well, goddamn, listen, man. Is you going to race or you going to be the photographer? You need to get your goddamn car where you like to do things. I don't do it like that. But I'm planning on having both of my cars. Wait a minute. Every time I go to talking, kids go to playing and motherfucking, what kind of bullshit is we got going here? Now, I will be in San Antonio for all of these motherfuckers that want to see King's show. If y'all want to see my car, I ain't going to do nothing but goddamn get in the right lane and everybody. Last time I was up there, like Lisa said, I ain't going to do nothing but a little old goddamn me burn out and this and that because I'm really scared of the old car. And the old tracks really half-ass scare me because I'm scared it's going to get loose. But I man, get up there with that old blow car, blow every goddamn body's head off on I looked one time and saw wigs and shit flying. So look here, man. So, if y'all want to see a king like the show, put a little piece of money together and goddamn get King down. That's what you do. And I do this. Hey, I plan on, in San Antonio, I plan on have both my cars. I'm bring a pool table, dominoes, foot racing, hockey, goddamn horseback riding, goddamn me jockey riding, barbecue, goddamn fajitas. Yeah, so goddamn, I ain't been playing no other Marashi band now, goddamn it.
I think what attracts somebody like you one day, somebody's going to have a race. And they're going to have a lot of money that's going to attract you.
They're going to bring in some horseback ride to the track, man.
Again, like I said, somebody's going to put on a race that's going to have a lot of money that's going to attract your attention. And you're going to put your car on a trailer and you're going to go to that event instead of somebody paying you. I feel you, King Arthur, on the, you know, somebody paying you thing to come, you know, see the King Arthur show and this and that. But one day, somebody, one day, because it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Somebody's going to put on an event. Somebody's going to put on an event that's going to have a shitload of money, and it's going to attract people from all over the world. Maybe it's going to be the World Grudge Nationals down there in San Antonio. We don't know, but we'll find out. It's coming.
Hey,
that video is going to be on.
Hey, man, I tell you wrong with them bad people. Didn't you hear me, man? I am the most truthful guy that you could ever meet. I got the slowest blower car in Texas. I got the slowest dragster in Texas. But goddamn me, when I look down, I see some of them other some business trying to come up. I'll be out and watch it now. Hey, you got to pass me. So I ain't got no bad car, but I look good in whatever I do. I guarantee you that. Bet that. There's going to be some haters. But I know some bad people. Because guess what? John Force, and I ain't talking about that other one that they talking about be with the pictures. I know real John Ford, and I got some goddamn people that have come from Tracy. Tell them, Tracy, I got some goddamn people come from Canada to shut this motherfucker down. Tell them, Tracy, when I like to lock field them in and the Tommy Dog told, no, try to come to Yellow Bend and motherfuckers say, they couldn't even talk good English. I thought they were talking Japanese. So y'all better leave King alone. If you want your goddamn head skinned back, go to trying to skin mine, and then that's when you'll find out what King really brings to the table. How you like that?
All right, man. We coming up on that out, man. King was on the high seat today, man. He held his own with everybody. Hey, you know, it's going to be a time throughout the year, throughout the month. It might be somebody else, but, hey, we just wanted to see how it go and see what people going to say. A lot of people hold back, reserve. They won't say nothing, but, hey, you never know. It might be your time to get on the high seat. We're going to see what you can do. It's all about just trying to stir up something, see what a person going to bring to the table, what they're not going to bring to the table. It's about smack talk, and if you can dish it out, people be able to take it. With that said, hey, we're going to get out of here for the night, Sharon. We're going to let you go. We're going to do a final comment. We're going to get out of here.
Good show. Final comment. Final comment, Bushnell.
Oh, racers, fans, spectators, see y'all at them tracks. Trying to get ready for some show, no racing, 2014.
Hater Shaker, final comment.
Man, great show, man. Awesome, guys. I enjoyed it, man. Looking forward to a whole lot of racing coming up, man.
Doug, final comment.
I just want to say I appreciate what old King Arthur is talking about because he's strictly from the old school, you know, and how you doing, Tracy and Sharon, and it's been a real good show, and that hot seat, you got to let them have it, you know, because if you get that stuff straightened out from the beginning and stop all that bullshit and listen to what's going on, like you say, you don't get old being no fool, and you're never too old to listen.
Yes, sir. Show up on the time that I've heard.
Glad to hear from King Arthur on that. Still with that shit talker. He can out talk me any day, but I'm catching up with him. Hope to see y'all soon at the big race, and everybody stay together, keep together, and we can make this work.
All right, then.
Hey, man, what are they cooking that goddamn steak? That nigga must not have no teeth.
Jack, final comment.
All right, y'all be safe, be blessed, and I see y'all at the next event.
DJ Madhouse, final comment.
Hey, great show. Mr. King Arthur, very urban, but you brought it home, man. Thank you for, you know, making it light up and all. Before we get out of here, I want to let you all know we are going to have a shit-talking contest at that Grudge Celebrity Roast. Thank you again.
King Arthur, final comment.
Okay. Hey, guys, I appreciate all of y'all, you know, like Trace is saying. There's a lot of, you know why I wanted to, they had me in the hot seat is because I do talk a lot. And they just wanted to see how I handle when somebody got something negative to say. I can handle the negative as well as I bring it simply because that's what life's about, you know what I'm saying? But unity beats it all, man. Once you all together, once we all come as one, man, you just wouldn't believe how much fun it is to be with a group that's everybody on one, man. But, you know, I'm just glad to be part of this. And, boy, I just want y'all to know, man, there's some shit finna go down in Austin, Texas. And y'all think King would talk this shit, y'all. Just hold on. Y'all ain't seen that yet. And Atomic Dog know what I'm talking about. Yeah, that's it. But don't be saying, I love everybody. Hey, man, this is what I got to tell everybody. I love everybody because God say I love everybody. And I might talk a little, you know, bad. I cuss, I fuss, I do all of this. And I do all this because God is not through with it yet. I love everybody, and God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten. So, there you got it. Thank you. See you at the next one.
Sorry. Lorenzo, final comment. Lorenzo, final comment. 281-7140, final comment. Okay. Hater Shaker, you got something you want to say?
Hater Shaker, tell them folks about the show on Friday. Tell them folks about the show on Friday.
Yeah, he's real. I heard him on there before.
Hater Shaker. Oh, he dropped
off. Looks like he dropped. Haters Shaker got a show come on Friday at 7 o'clock. I'm not sure, Sharon. Get nothing after Haters Shaker show. He got a Grudge Geek Talk show come on Friday at 7 o'clock for the ones who want to go some good. Give a number, Sharon. I'm not sure what it is off the top of my head.
Okay, hold on. Hold on, he came back.
Yo.
Haters Shaker, is that you?
Yes, me.
Okay, tell us about
the
show.
Hey, man, I want to welcome you guys, man, to come on to the Hater Shaker show, man. This is call-in number 347-215-8766. I'm sorry. 347-215-8762. The Hater Shaker show. Come on in, man. Y'all welcome to come on in and make it happen, man. I mean, it's just another continuation of the Atomic Dog Show, man. We talking some real stuff, man. Y'all come on in, man, and y'all welcome. Y'all just like family, baby. Let's make it happen. You feel me? Hater Shaker Show, 347-215-8762. Looking forward to seeing you guys.
You got to know who's sponsoring your show, baby.
Grudge Inc., baby. Always, baby. Grudge Inc. Live. Yes, sir. Absolutely.
What night and time, Hater Shaker?
7 o'clock p.m. on a Friday, 347-215-8762. Haters Shaker Show, 7 o'clock p.m. on Fridays. You guys come on in. Bring your A-game. It's all about business, baby.
All right.
Okay, Trace, it's on you now.
Okay, man, good show, man. Try something different. You want to try at least once a month, put somebody in the grudge game around the country, around your area, on the hot seat, see if they can take it, see if they can handle it. It's about some Mac talk, making action. A lot of people dish it out. But when you turn to get on, be on the hot seat, just do your best to handle your own. That's what it's all about, making action, stirring up a little something, see who's going to do what and who's not going to do what in the grudge world. Amen. Grudge works and it's going to kick off, get hot and heavy. Got a lot of races coming up and a startup. Here come this month of March. Hey, people, go out and support the races. Make action. Be safe. And have fun, man. That's what it's all about, man. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to the Grudge Inc. Atomic Dog Chooses. Until then, man, we'll see y'all next week. Good night, everybody.